These are all situational realities. California, you see that EKG, it still shows this momentum moving in the right direction. I have absolutely no trepidation around California's fate and future. I think we're better positioned than any other jurisdiction in the world.
Governor Gavin Newsom speaking at a news conference yesterday about the state's budget, trying to put a positive spin on the news that the state is facing a possible $22 billion budget deficit this year. Newsom is proposing big cuts to the state's climate and transportation budget, all while the state reels from a series of devastating storms made worse by climate change. Around 50,000 people across the state were under evacuation orders yesterday as water flooded their neighborhoods. Even in less affected areas, there's water damage to homes, to roads, to highways, sewage, and electrical systems, and on and on. Climate experts predict all of this damage could cost the state more than $1 billion. And there are more storms on the way. Joining me to discuss the fate of California's climate spending is Jeremy White. He writes the California Playbook for Politico. Welcome back to Press Play.
Always a pleasure.
Always great to have you. Okay, new year, new state budget, and now we have a looming possible $22 billion deficit. How did that happen?
In short, capital gains and stock market factors like that heavily influenced California's budget, given how our progressive taxation structure really relies on the richest Californians thriving. And just as we have seen across the economy with a plunging stock market and some tumult in the tech industry, so we have seen with California that personal income in particular was way down. And that has results for the amount of revenue that the state has to work with.
So it is quite a whiplash from just last year when the state had a $100 billion surplus. So was none of that squirreled away for a rainy day?
Great question. Some of that was squirreled away for a rainy day. In fact, California's Rainy Day Fund, which the voters created via ballot initiative in 2014, has about $22 million in it. And so, excuse me, billion with a B. And so there is certainly money stashed for a rainy day. The question is California going to use it? Governor Newsom yesterday said he was not yet ready to call for opening up that rainy day fund. It requires essentially the governor to declare a fiscal emergency. He wants to wait until we get those updated revenue numbers in May, which is when the updated budget blueprint really tends to start things in earnest. And I think that's going to be a point of contention. I certainly noticed that the leader of Assembly Democrats, Speaker Anthony Rendon, said in his statement that he really thinks we should be considering in June whether we do need to open that rainy day fund to ensure California keeps spending money on things like schools and healthcare. So I suspect that is going to be a point of debate between the governor and lawmakers.
Right. Okay. And so in the meantime, Newsom is proposing slashing billions of dollars from climate and transportation programs. The timing doesn't look good here.
That is certainly one of the big reductions in this budget. In order to make up for that shortfall, there is a lot of delaying spending. There is a lot of what are called trigger cuts, which is essentially money that may end up in there if things look better in May and may not. And climate and transportation spending are definitely being heavily cut. The governor wants to spend, rather than what had been about $54 billion in the next few years, down to $48 billion. Now, still a lot of money, but $6 billion fewer dollars, that's a major impact.
So what would that specifically affect?
There are a lot of different areas that could see less money. The governor wants to spend less money on intercity rail. He is proposing to cut money from areas like electric vehicles. That one is particularly frustrating for some environmentalists because, as you may remember, Governor Newsom very vehemently opposed Prop 30 this last election, which would have raised taxes on those top earners in order to pay for electric vehicles and infrastructure. The argument from supporters was, look, when the budget is flush, as it is now, yes, we're spending money on this, but we need a locked-in revenue source for when things take a turn. Well, as it turns out, things have taken a turn, and electric vehicles are going to see less money as a result. Mm-hmm. So definitely saw some disappointment from some climate advocates yesterday.
Right. So that would maybe lessen or get rid of the incentives for people to buy EVs. But at the same time, the governor wants gas-powered vehicles phased out completely by 2035. Would he change that goal?
I think that goal is locked in. And the governor made the point yesterday that he believes that the markets and, more importantly, car companies are moving in that direction. And it is true that car companies that plan out their future models years in advance recognize that this is on the books in California. And more broadly, the auto industry in America and globally is moving in that direction. So the governor is not wrong in that some of that movement is already underway. But if you ask environmental advocates, they'll tell you in order to get to that, all new car sales by 2035 have to be EVs or hybrids. Advocates say we need a lot more money to be spent. And some of that is to purchase electric vehicles. A lot of that is charging infrastructure, particularly in things like multifamily buildings. So it's a pretty ambitious goal that Gavin Newsom put into law. And there is clearly going to be a fair amount that has to happen between now and 2035 to mm-hmm. achieve that.
Okay. Meanwhile, as I mentioned in the intro, we're looking at least $1 billion or so in costs related to all of these storms. How does the governor say the state is going to pay for that? Or is he hoping for federal funding?
And the governor had already, he already said even before the budget that he was going to ask the legislature for more money to address storms and flooding. He'd been in touch with the White House. So that is something that there is certainly some money in the budget for. I would also just note that, again, this is something that is very much sort of an opening proposal. And so we will see what happens in May, in which we are a little further out from these storms and also have a chance to assess where things stand with the drought. Mm-hmm. I don't think any meteorologists think that as much rain as we've gotten, it means the drought is over, but it has certainly made a substantial dent.
All right. Jeremy White, he writes the California Playbook for Politico. Jeremy, thank you.
Thanks for having me.